This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 362 for Friday, April 22nd. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. Ice futures canola contracts were stronger on Friday as the path of least resistance remains pointed higher. Canola up $12 to $20, the July contract up $12.90 at $1,171.70 per ton. New crop November up $19.60 at $1,084.20. Gains in Chicago soy oil and weakness in the Canadian dollar were supportive, with crush margins improving despite canola futures hitting contract highs. A lack of significant farmer hedges were also supportive, as producers are reluctant to forward price too much canola after last year's drought. Profit-taking did come forward at the highs, keeping values off those highs by the close. Statistics Canada releases its first survey-based acreage estimates for the upcoming growing season next week, Tuesday. While strong prices should encourage an increase in seeded canola area from the 22.5 million acres planted last year, many market participants still anticipate a slight decline in area due to competition from other crops and rising input costs. In the U.S., soybeans and corn were lower, while wheat was mixed. Soy oil climbed to all-time highs today, taking direction from palm oil as a move by Indonesia to halt exports of palm oil after April 28th in an effort to tackle high domestic prices provided support. Indonesia is the world's largest producer of palm oil. However, soy meal was down and beans themselves also backed away from gains to post sizable losses. Profit taking ahead of the weekend was a feature. The July bean contract down 31 cents at $16.88 per bushel. The losses came despite some good export news, with the USDA reporting flash sales of 144,000 tons of soybeans to Mexico this morning. Corn also posted large losses in sympathy with soybeans despite solid export demand. The July contract down 6 cents at $7.89 per bushel. The USDA reported flash export sales of just over 1.3 million tons of corn to China this morning, with Mexico also in the market for 281,000 tons of corn. Wheat futures ending mixed. Minneapolis spring wheat up 8 cents in the July contract at $11.63 per bushel. Kansas City up 6 cents in July at $11.49 per bushel. Chicago soft wheat, though, down a penny in the July contract at $10.75 per bushel. Opinions are divided ahead of next week's StatsCan acreage report on wheat plantings in the country. Estimates come in about a million acres above or below the 23.5 million acres seeded last year. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Friday, April 22nd. In Winnipeg for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz Workington. That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.